Hello, everybody, and welcome to this call. This is Pragito Dove, your host, and I'm honored and delighted to welcome you all to this call today, which is part four of our How to Be Abundant series, and the topic today is health and vitality. So let's get to it. Have you heard the saying, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything? So let's do an honest exploration of your current state of health. How is your health now? How would you gauge your weight and fitness to be? Are you currently struggling with an illness or a disease? Do you wake up frustrated and angry because that once healthy body that you took for granted no longer adequately serves its function? Are you continually beating yourself up because everything you know that you should be doing to be healthy and to live a healthy existence, no matter how much that exists on a mental level, for some reason, just doesn't translate into a practical application in your life? You know you have to eat well, but you don't. You know that exercise helps, but you don't. You know that a good night's sleep would be beneficial, but you'd continue to go to bed late. At the root of ill health and all dis-ease is a type of vibrational density. Something that we've identified with from the past that is limiting the flow of energy as it moves through our system. And if you know anything about the Chinese approach to the body in Chinese acupuncture, then you know that they see the body in terms of energy flow, and the job of the acupuncturist is to find the energy blocks in the body, and that's where they put the needles to help dissolve the blocks and open up the blocks so the energy can flow. Because when the energy is flowing, the body is at ease. But when the blocks appear in the body, it goes into dis-ease. So any unresolved emotional content that we have. So if you've been in the habit of stuffing down your feelings, stuffing down your anger, stuffing down your tears, stuffing down your disappointments, and stuffing down your joy. Because if we're stuffing our emotions down, we're stuffing all of them down, not just selective few. And what happens is that gets stored in our cells and our central nervous system becomes clogged up, disrupting the flow of light and energy as it moves through our being. And 9 times out of 10, when this vibrational density is the buildup of emotional content that is unresolved, and it gets stuck in the body. And when it's 9 times out of 10, when that is dissolved, the body breathes a sigh of relief and naturally begins to come back into a state of harmony. The body has an amazing ability to heal itself. The body has its own wisdom. Sometimes we have to assist it a little bit with acupuncture, a nutritionist, good diet, and so on. But often, if we can just remember to keep ourselves relaxed and breathe, the body can do a tremendous amount to heal itself. So many, many times when our vibrational density, that is our unresolved emotional content, has been dissolved, it leads to you being completely revitalized and rejuvenated and the eradication of the dis-ease. So if you're already on a journey to bring your body to balance and harmony, every day that you commit to owning up to your feelings and expressing them, you are dissolving years of vibrational content and restoring yourself back to your original blueprint, bringing yourself back to your original flow, original design for abundant health, which we're all designed for abundant health. So my question to you is, are you willing to gently and lovingly embrace a more vibrant you? And what you can do now with this intention is gently place your hands on any area of your body where you feel pain or discomfort. So just do that right now. And then with that intention, to gently and lovingly embrace a more vibrant you, say, yes! Very good. And that's a little practice that you can do every day. You can just for a moment or two remember that your intention for your body, for your health, is to have a more vibrant you. So you can just gently place your hands on any area of your body like you just did. Any area of your body with any kind of pain or discomfort. And hold that intention and with great conviction shout, yes! And welcome to those of you who've just joined the call. And I'm now going to move into talking a little bit about our elders. Do you ever spend time with elderly members of your community? I do, and I have never heard them say they wish they had spent more time at work. I mean, whoever says that, I wish I'd spent more time at work. And from them, I learn what behaviors to introduce into my life now to ensure my longevity in the future. And the one consistent thing that I do hear from these elderly members of my community is that they wish they had taken better care of their bodies when they were younger. They were so busy doing this and doing that, they forgot to think about the future. They wish they'd taken better care of their bodies. So how blessed are we to have these elders to help point this out to us? Because what we can do is bring this future mindset, this future way of being with health and vitality into our existence now. And we can live into this future of abundance, health, and vitality. We can start now. You know, sometimes I hear people say, oh, it's too late now. No, it isn't. It's never too late. And we can always start now. So what we can do is we can think about how we want our future to look in terms of our abundance, our health and vitality, and we can start taking steps now to make sure that we have a vital and healthy future. So for example, if you have a heart condition, diabetes, high blood pressure, what steps do you have to take to dissipate the effects of that so that you can live a good long life and vibrate radiant health at 125 years old? And then what attitudes and behaviors do you have right now that are sabotaging your future well-being? Because here's the thing. See, I used to smoke. I used to smoke about 25 cigarettes a day. That was in my teens and 20s. Now, at that time, you know, teenagers think they're invincible and they can do everything. Well, of course, you know, they do have healthier, stronger bodies probably than older people. But you know, I was smoking, and I never thought about the future. I just never gave it a thought. I was only interested in having another cigarette now. And it wasn't actually till my son was born, and he was at grade school, and they were learning about different parts of the body. Anyway, apparently they showed something about a person's lungs who had lung cancer. And of course he got completely freaked out and started thinking that because I smoked I was going to die. So he wanted me to stop smoking. So that was my incentive, and I did. I did quit smoking. But I can't honestly say at the time I quit because I was thinking of my own future health. I did it really for my son so he wouldn't be scared that I was going to die. I didn't think I was going to die. But the thing is, you know, smoking is obviously not good for our health. And I just wasn't really thinking into the future at that time. But we can do that now. We can think about any habits we have which don't serve our body, that are sabotaging our future well-being. So it's, what are you going out of your way to cause yourself a problem that you're going to have to deal with down the road? So I've just talked about smoking. Sedentary, do you sit too much? That's another of the things I've had to work on, is not spending too much time sitting and to incorporate exercise, because this is a very sedentary culture we live in with the computer. And so, you know, this can cause back problems and so on later. Maybe not now, but later it can. So perhaps you could look at, you know, getting more exercise. Are you a professional couch potato? Do you have a bad diet? Too many soft drinks, processed food? These are all the types of questions you can ask yourself. Maybe you drink too much caffeine. I mean, all these things are fine in moderation, of course. But it's when we start doing something excessively, like with my 25 cigarettes a day, that's just way over the top. So what is it that you're doing now that you're going to have to deal with later? So if you can live in a future mindset around health and vitality, it's kind of living backwards from the future. Yes? Thinking about what kind of health and vitality we want to have at the end of our life, towards the end part of our lives, and we can start taking steps to make sure that it happens now. So, it's thinking about the future in this way and coming back from the future to the present to ensure we have good habits for our health. And that's very different than moving forwards from the past or allowing the past to cloud our present. Because what we're saying is, what do I have to do now to ensure that I'm going to enjoy being old? What do I have to put into practice now so I can be healthy and vital at 96. So here's my question for you. Today, are you willing to take care of your physical body now so that it can take care of you in the future? Yes. The best insurance policy of the future is taking care of you now. Will you take care of yourself? I hope to hear a resounding yes in answer to that. So that's an awareness practice for you today, to look at how you take care of your physical body so that in the future it can take care of you. And that's the best insurance policy, preventative care. You save yourself a lot of grief and suffering and money if you do this. So what we're doing in each moment, in each present moment, is we're calling our future greatness into being now. Because each moment is another moment towards our future. So what we can do today is embark on a journey of following our higher selves, of listening to that guidance, and of laying the foundation for future abundance. Now, this doesn't mean getting lost in the future. This is a practical exercise to think in a practical way about something that you want in the future that perhaps you can take some steps now. With your health, you certainly can take some steps now. You might have other dreams for the future that you could start taking steps now towards that dream. And following our inner guidance, our intuition, that we all have to steer us in that right direction, so that ultimately from that place of connection with our divine self, we begin to fire on every cylinder. So we can start living into our future now. And we can start taking necessary steps so that we can be who we want to be in the days and weeks and months and years to come. So if there's something that you want to do, let's say you want to be a musician, we'll start a course now. Do you want to be a fitness trainer? Start a course now. Do you want to write a best-selling book? Start a writing course now. See, we can start with these small steps now towards that bigger dream. Because it's what we do now to contribute to our future that matters. Because what happens with some people, they just think, oh, that could never happen. I could never achieve that. And they don't even start. They don't even take one step towards that dream. But it's really important to take that first step or the second step and keep taking those steps. Because that's how we eventually arrive at the bigger dreams. Because the thing is, we are, each moment, we are moving into our future. And we want to let go of the past and bring our future into existence. We don't want to let what happened in the past cloud our ability to dream big for our future. The past is finished. It's done. It's over. The future is full of possibility. Anything can happen. Miracles can happen every day for all of us. Every single one of us. So dream big. For your health and vitality and for any other area of your life where you have dreams. Hold the dreams. Because what we can do now is we can start laying a foundation for success. You know, when somebody builds a house, they don't start with the roof or all the pretty interior stuff. They start with the foundation, which is boring and usually kind of ugly, just digging holes in the ground and lots of pipes and concrete. And I mean, it doesn't look very pretty. It doesn't look like it's going to be a beautiful house at all. It looks kind of ugly. And it's the not so fun part. But then when the foundation's ready, when it's a really good foundation, you need a really good foundation, the actual house can go up quite fast. And all the trimmings and the curtains and the pretty flowers. And there you've got your beautiful house. So it's really worth putting that time in for those dreams and laying that foundation. Because our future is the sum total of everything that we are, everything we have experienced, and everything that we are becoming. And our past is our experience. It's our accumulated wisdom. And just because certain things didn't work out well in the past does not mean you can't have your dreams come true in the future. So it's time to go for it. It's time to start living the dream. What is it that you've always wanted to do? And B, what is an action step you can take now to bring that into being? Where have you always wanted to go? What have you always wanted to experience? What action step can you take now? You know, something I did once, I'd always wanted to go to Monte Carlo, in the, you know, well, it's actually next to the south of France. And I just had in my head that it was incredibly expensive because multimillionaires and billionaires live there. So I just somehow had it in my mind that, you know, I couldn't go there. And then one day I was in a bookstore and I saw this magazine. It was a glossy colored magazine about the south of France, and it had a lot of real estate advertised in there, and it had all kinds of restaurants. And in France and Monaco, where Monte Carlo is, they always put the name of the chef of the restaurant because they're so into food and over there. And I took it home, and I was reading the magazine, and I actually thought to myself, why am I reading this magazine and looking at all this real estate in the south of France? You know, this, it just seemed kind of crazy, but it was the first step to realize a trip which I did make, and I did end up going to Monte Carlo. And funnily enough, it wasn't anywhere near as expensive as I thought it was going to be. And actually what I found in the magazine was an advertisement from a helicopter company that they ran helicopter rides from Nice Airport around to Monte Carlo. And when I saw the ad, I thought, oh, gosh, that's probably going to cost like $5,000, something really super expensive. And you know, it wasn't. It was like somewhere like $150. So what I'm trying to say to you here is, you know, whatever your dream is, do something small to start it off. Like I bought that magazine, which cost, I don't know, it was a glossy color magazine. I think it was about $15. And try not to have these preconceived ideas in your head like I did that, you know, something is out of your reach because it's too expensive or this, that, and the other. And continue to take the steps, make the phone calls. Because when I was ready for my trip, I decided to call that helicopter company in Nice. I do speak French, which helps, but as it turned out, they spoke English, so I didn't actually need my French. But I just made the call to ask. ASK ask is the magic word. How much does it cost? What do you have to lose to ask? And I was just so surprised by the answer. Because to me, I thought that was actually cheap for what you got for that money. And when you stay open, when you stay open to taking steps towards your dreams and open up to the possibilities that life has to offer, remembering to practice gratitude, which I've talked about in this series of calls on abundance. Gratitude is the foundation of abundance, and it's about being grateful for every single thing that happens in your life. And of course, that's easy if we just win the lottery or something. Oh, yes, I can be grateful for that. That's easy. I created that, because we create everything in our lives. It's when the not-so-fun things happen that's harder to be grateful for, harder to take responsibility for the fact that we created that. But when you can, I can tell you it's very, very powerful. I do this practice myself every day, the gratitude practice. I do the receiving practice, and I do a laughter practice, because they all keep my vibes high up. On the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, they keep them up at a 10. And love is the highest vibrational set point there is. So love is up there at a 10, and gratitude is a part of love. So when you're in a state of gratitude, you're up there at a 10. That's a very powerful place to be in terms of attracting things. And just a quick story from my life. I recently won a weekend at the Miraval Resort and Spa in Tucson, Arizona. It's one of the top resorts in the country. Oprah's favorite spa. Very expensive. And I won a weekend there. And I was there a couple of weeks ago. And it was outstanding. And I was just sort of in awe, and I continue to be in awe of the law of attraction, of the power of gratitude, of the power of having a receiving practice as well as a giving practice, because that's when things like that happen. And that's not something I would have thought would happen in a million years. To go to that resort was certainly on my bucket list of places I want to go. And there I was, not only enjoying the whole thing, but it was totally free. And I got massages and everything included for free. The food was amazing. And it was a true experience of abundance. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. And for me, abundance on an even greater level, because I was given it by the universe. I won it in a drawing. So these things happen. They can happen. They do happen. And what I encourage you to do is to practice being present with your body, as today is about health and vitality, and practice anything, any habit that helps keep your body at the maximum state of health and vitality, so that in the future you have a great body. You have great health and vitality. And the other thing you can do in your day-to-day is have your practice of gratitude for what you have. Have your practice of your dreams and taking one step at a time towards your dreams. And practice receiving. Because the more we can receive the small things on the day-to-day, there's things to receive every single day. The universe sees that we can manage to receive the small things, so then we get given bigger things and bigger things. And free trips to the Miraval Resort and Spa, or free cruises, or whatever it is. Yes? More money. Better health. More love, better business contacts, better relationships in all our relationships. And so we increase our abundance when we realize that we already are abundance, we already are love, and when we live in that state, and the best practice to help us live in that state is the practice of gratitude, because it takes us up to that level 10, which is the highest vibrational set point there is, which is love. Then we attract good things on every level. All right, so I'm going to open the lines up now so that we have a little time for your questions, your comments, anything that you want to ask, any challenges that are in your life right now. I am here to help. So how can I help? What would you like to share? What would you like to ask? Who would like to go first?
Hi, Brigitte, it's Joanne. Can you hear me?
Hi, Joanne. Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
Oh, good. Yeah, so good to... This is so fantastic. Such a great call and this whole abundance series. And what my challenge is with health, is I'm a great athlete, so I don't have to... I've got a really healthy body. That part is fine. The biggest challenge for me is having a healthy home. I guess, you know, I live in a condo, and just, you know, the clutter and the mess and all of that. And so I feel like I need to, with the health part, I need to practice, you know, getting rid of, I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks, getting rid of clutter and trying to do some spring cleaning, and so that I have a healthier environment so I feel like I can breathe and I can move, think more clearly. And so I'm on my way to doing that, but the challenge is just keeping it that way, you know, having a practice of, a regular practice of clearing clutter and keeping my home, and which is also my business office here, the way that I want it to be. You know what I mean?
I do. A lot of people have this problem, so thank you for asking this question.
And organization, you know, in general.
Yes, yes. So the first step is to be aware of it, which you are. So that is a good thing. So be glad about that you are aware of it, because, you know, there's a lot of people that live in just incredible amounts of clutter in their home, and they just seem to be fast asleep and not even aware it's there, or not even have any willingness to think they have to do anything about it. So you're in a good place that you're aware of it, and you spent the last 2 weeks clearing out clutter, and that is a good thing, and you'll get it all straightened up. But then the key question is what you asked, how do I keep it that way? And that is a practice. Everything is a practice. So on a daily basis, you have to be aware of what is happening in your home and your office in terms of the clutter. And usually, because I'm also a hypnotherapist and I work with people with their inner clutter, clearing out inner emotional clutter or mental clutter so that there's more clear space within them. And that always reflects on the outside. Okay?
Right, exactly.
So you need an inner practice. The inner practice is actually more important than the outer practice, because the inner practice will help you keep yourself clutter-free within, and it will automatically be taken care of on the outside. My focus is on my inner practice, and I don't have clutter in my home, because if anything does start to build up, I notice it immediately, because I focus on keeping my inner self clear of clutter.
So
yes?
what is the inner practice then of clutter?
Well, the inner practice is awareness.
Okay.
The inner practice is, on the emotional level, do you have unresolved emotional content? Do you have sadness that you avoid? Do you have any anger and frustration that you avoid? Do you have any disappointment that you avoid? Do you have any fears that you avoid? And when I say avoid, I mean avoid allowing them to be there, avoid feeling them. Because the only way they dissolve is when we allow them to be there, they will dissolve. So that is a part of not just your inner clutter, but everybody's inner clutter. Then there's mental clutter, and we all have all this old programming that was put in us as a child. We're like clear open slates when we come here as children, and then our parents, our teachers, our culture starts filling us up with all this programming about how we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to be, and you have to behave like this, and you have to say this, and you have to say that. And most of it doesn't work for us, because we need to be our true, authentic selves, and so we express our true creativity. And so, again, with our inner practice is to notice what habits you have, what beliefs and programs you have in your mind that do not serve you. That is inner clutter. Yes?
Yes, right, okay.
And as you notice, I would just start with these two levels. This is enough. And that means you have to sit with yourself. You have to spend time just with yourself. And it could be going for a walk. It could be sitting in your living room looking at the sky out the window. You know, it could be sitting with your eyes closed. Do you have a copy of my book?
No. What's the title of it?
The title is Laughter, Tears, Silence. You can get it on Amazon or my website, which is called discovermeditation.com. And I recommend that because it's got over 150 meditation techniques in it.
Great.
And you can choose. You can read them and you can try different ones and see what works for you. And create an inner practice of connecting to yourself on the emotional level and on the mental level, and basically just see what's there. It's a bit like going down to the basement of your house, you know, with a kind of curious attitude. Oh, I wonder what's in the basement. You open the door and you're like, oh, lots of clutter. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything about the clutter in the basement. And there's, first of all, you go and open the door and look at it and turn the light on and just look at it. With non-judgment, this isn't about judgment. It's just, oh, look at all this. Let's start clearing this stuff out. Because then you create more space within yourself. You will automatically want to have spaciousness in your home and office. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. And it's all connected. I remember I was mentioning before my mother passed away a year ago, and I had this horrible estate to go through. I was the executor and difficulties doing all that. And now this next week I'm going to hopefully be completing all that. And so that's really clearing out clutter, emotional clutter for me, deep emotional clutter of all the stuff around my mother and the estate and family stuff. I think that will help a lot.
Yes, it will. It will. And you need to have these practices as well. And if you want to do any personal work with me, send me an email.
Okay.
Because sometimes it helps to have a facilitator help you clear a lot of the backlog, so it bring you up to present time more quickly. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have a question or something to share?
This is Lisa, and I just want to say thank you so much for these calls. I've been appreciating them so much, and you really have helped me. So this, I'm sharing my gratitude.
Well, thank you, Lisa. You're very welcome, and thank you for sharing your gratitude. That is definitely a good thing to do to keep your vibes up, is to share the blessings that you receive in life, like these calls. Talk about them because it helps keep your vibes high. So good for you. And you're very welcome. And yes, you've been on the calls before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Yes.
And I
good.
Enjoy them more each time. Isn't that amazing?
That is good, but that shows because that means, you know, you're opening up more and more through these calls. If you're enjoying them more and more. So that's a very good sign. Thank you for sharing that. Does anybody else have anything they want to ask or share or need some help with anything before we finish for today?
Pegito, it's Jan.
Yes, Jan.
I just also want to add a thank you because what I keep finding is just when I think I'm kind of lost my way somewhere unexpectedly and get back to the practice of breathing, the practice of receiving, you know, all the things that you've been studying.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps clearing. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And just unexpected things keep happening. So
that's good. That's how the universe works.
Yeah,
always
exactly.
The unexpected.
Exactly, and that in itself keeps you young. You know that
it certainly does. It certainly does. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. So we're going to close now for today. I want to thank you all for being live on the call, and also thank all of you who participated on the web, and those of you who are listening to the recording of this. It's always an honor for me to connect with you all and to share all this wisdom with you, which I practice myself every day as well. And I'm glad to hear so many of you are benefiting from it. And I look forward to being in touch with you in the future. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, thank you, Brigido, so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.